All right. So where do we go from here? Well, we've just really scratched the surface on biblical counseling. We're just now just kind of asking and answering the question, what is it? Okay. And I would say if there's nothing else you'd leave with today, it's this. It's biblical counseling is discipleship in its purest form. It is one person sitting in front of another person, a brother in Christ or sister in Christ, and helping them grow. That's it. They've got an issue in their life. They need to grow. So what and when's next? So next time, we're going to start looking at the heart behind, the motives behind why we do what we do. It will probably be, if you're like me, it'll probably be one of the more convicting ones because you get to really see where your heart's at. And when, so that'll be September 10th. So second Saturday of every month, we'll do this. And so the question then becomes, well, what about new people? Can they come? The answer is yes. Okay, if these things are true. You teach them, module one. Okay, what are we doing? We're making biblical counseling trainers. And if you go, oh, I don't know if I could do that. You can have all my slides, everything else. It's all available to you. But if you feel like you're not comfortable doing that, then we'll also give you you'll have access to the audio recordings that they can use for that. So you teach them M1, weekend one, or they listen to the audio. Yes, they can come if they've done their projects for growth. Remember, this is different than a conference or a seminar, right? We have requirements for you. Initially, I had you writing a one-page paper and sending it to Joe before the next session. And I took that off just because more for, it's going to be a burden on Joe. I mean, 50 papers he's got to read, you know, and go, man, this guy's a wingnut over here. I don't know if we can have him. Anyway, it just didn't want to do that. But there will be some of that as we work through. But there's other projects. So we talked about, we'll deal with it in a second. So they've done their projects for growth and they're committed to finish. So think about it, and I know this sounds mean, it's not designed to be mean, is you don't come to module two unless you finish module one. Like that's just how we do things. It's not just to come in and see, and you know, I'll come in June, but I couldn't make it in March and like, you know, December or whatever. Listen, I understand if you can't make it, you can't make it. It's not a big deal at all. We're not legalists about this. My wife's not here today. So you know, that's not a big deal at all. But if you're intentionally just saying, if it's convenient, I'll make it. We're trying to get over by noon. So, because a lot of you guys are Florida fans. No idea why, but some of you guys like the Gators. But I understand. You know, that's just where we are. But I looked at my schedule. I'm actually available the second Saturday. And ideally, we're going to get guys like Pastor Chuck and others to come over and teach because I don't want to be the only voice in this. And it's not good for you guys, ultimately, if I'm the only one. And so what's the projects? Well, they're listed on here. I'll work through them. So read the first three chapters of the book, Instruments in the Redeemer's Hands. So we have those up here. For all of the men who go to our men's Bible study, you're going, oh, I've already read that. Well, you better have read it. So ideally, you've read it. But we bought 40 of these because at the time when we bought them, we only had 20-something registrations, and we're like, we're going to have a bunch of extras. But I think there's 50 in here this morning. So if you're one of our guys that that have this already, if you could just utilize yours, that would be good. But we'll buy some more. I just don't know how many we need. Husband, wife here or mom, daughter here, then if you just take one, that would be better. But we'll get you another one. We just don't have all of them now. So first three chapters. Now what we do, module one, so just so you know this, is between module one and module two, you have to have this finished. Okay, so we'll do first three chapters this week, and I don't remember what it is the next time. But if you just want to start reading all the way through, you've got 3 months to read it. The next one is read Appendix 1, The Godward Focus of Biblical Counseling by Douglas Bookman. That's next page. Is that where it's at? Sorry about that. And what I want you to do with this, is, and you can even do it on there or whatever, is circle some things, highlight some things, write some notes in there, because when we come next week, we're going to, next month. When we come next month, then we'll do a quick intro and welcome back and stuff like that. But then we're going to move from there and say, okay, in your tables, I want you to talk about Appendix 1, what you got out of it. Okay, so we want you part of that conversation in there, rather than turning your notes into Joe. So be ready to speak about those. The third one is a help booklet. I saw a number of you guys grabbing those. We've got, well, what you see back there is what we have. Get one, read it, bring it back next time. And again, at your tables, we're going to have time. We want you to talk about those things. We'll probably ask a few people to share as well. My guess is you took something either you need or you know somebody else who needs it. And so what's probably going to happen, I'll just say this is the norm, what's probably going to happen is you're going to be reading, you're going to read this booklet and somebody in your life is going to have this issue. And so you go, I've got a booklet on this, you know? And so I just read it. And then at the end of each of these booklets, I think pretty sure, is they actually have like homework assignments on there, like for further growth or further study. So then you just say, look, can you want to meet for coffee next week? I read this already, but if you want to read it, we'll meet for coffee next week. And then there's some questions in the back, and we can just talk about our answers for that. By the way, that's biblical counseling. Okay. Not really profound, right? Number four is memorize and be ready to recite Romans 15, 14. And I forgot one. I have it on other notes. I don't know. Maybe it's in your booklet on Ephesians. Do I have the Ephesians? Okay. So write this down. Read through Ephesians 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Let's do 1 to 3. 1 through 3. And write down as many, we'll call them indicatives. We'll say, write down as many benefits that you can find of being in Christ. As many benefits as you can find of being in Christ. So think about this now. You've got this help booklet, and you go, hey, I've been reading Ephesians 1 and this booklet. It's really cool. And I know you're struggling with this because you just came to me. How about this week, read Ephesians 1 to 3, write down as many things you can about being in Christ, right? And then we'll meet next week and we'll talk about this booklet. Okay, so now you've got time in Scripture, you've got time in theological understanding. You're memorizing Scripture as well, Romans 15, 14. All right. With that, we are 15 minutes early. So next time if I'm 15 minutes late, grace. All right, questions for general consumption. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I do not know. Chuck, do you know the answer to that? Or do you know any ACBC guys that are that work with the deaf community, or if there's a need for that? I don't know either, but I can ask. I've got plenty of connections. So OIC, we actually have a like a base camp thing that we all communicate through. So I'll ask that on there. But yeah, I'm sure there is, because there's a lot of deaf ministry in the church. And there's a lot of people that are probably struggling, but they don't know who to go to for that.
Yeah. What you said back there about everything in life is directing us back to Scripture. Can you just go through, you list about the trials, every circumstance in our life is driving us. I just want to make sure clarify that.
Well, within God's sovereignty, which means He's sovereign, first of all, He's sovereign over the entire universe. He is sovereign over our lives as believers. And so,